Well, the big news this week is that Facebook bought a messaging app, WhatsApp, for $19 billion. Yeah, that's with a B, billion dollars. Ironically, the two guys who sold that app had once applied, but got rejected from jobs at Facebook. In fact, one of them grew up pretty poor. The office where he signed his $19 billion contract, right around the corner from where his mom used to pick up their food stamps.
Now he's a millionaire.
He's doing, yeah, billionaire.
Well, during your single days, whether those are still going on or they're a distant memory, did you ever do something so weird or off-putting that it made you say to yourself, yep, that's why I'm single? I say this all the time, do I not? I say it all the time, and it's always like, and
she's
this
usually
is,
right, yes.
And this is why I'm single. Right. But here are some other good ones that I've heard. Someone was bored one night, so they bought a bunch of balloons, came home, spent 4 or 5 hours learning to make balloon animals. In the afterglow, surrounded by my little rubber friends, I wondered what I'd just done.
And that's why they're single.
Just this morning, I realized I'd been washing my clothes with Cascade dish soap for the past few months. And I caught my reflection in the TV after I'd dropped my spoon on the floor and I'd started digging my finger into the jar of peanut butter to get the last bit out.
Well, that is acceptable. I mean, you've got to get the last bit of peanut butter out of there. There's a new app launching next week called Fixed that will help you fight your parking ticket. Now, the way it works is if you get a parking ticket, you scan it into the app and tell them why you think it's unfair. They evaluate your case, tell you the odds of beating it, and they'll even file the paperwork for you. Now, if you beat your parking ticket, you pay 25% of the ticket to them. But if you don't beat the ticket, you don't pay them. Of course, then you got to pay for the ticket. But yeah, it's a new app coming out called Fixed.
Movies opening this weekend in theaters. Two widespread movies. 3 Days to Kill is rated PG-13. Kevin Costner, he plays a dying CIA agent who's given an experimental drug that might save his life in exchange for going on one last assignment. Only problem is he's also stuck looking after the teenage daughter he's been trying to reconnect with. Haley Steinfeld from True Grit plays his daughter. Connie Nielsen from Gladiator plays her mom. And Amber Heard plays Costner's CIA handler. And it's directed by Mick G. He's the guy who made Charlie's Angels and Terminator Salvation. Also, Pompeii is rated PG-13. A gladiator tries to fight his way out of the arena and save the woman he loves as the eruption of Mount Vesuvius destroys the city of Pompeii. The gladiator is played by Kit Harington, who's Jon Snow on Game of Thrones, and he's trying to save Emily Browning from Sucker Punch. And Kiefer Sutherland is the villain.
Just yesterday, we were talking about how influential candy bars are and Time magazine naming Kit Kat the most influential candy bar. Well, a warehouse worker in Iowa so frustrated when his Twix bar got stuck in a vending machine. Well, he's a warehouse worker, so he got into the forklift to shake that candy bar loose, lifted up the vending machine up and down, dropped it over and over again. Eventually, he jarred 3 candy bars loose. Bonus, downside is they fired him.
When you want a candy bar, you want a candy bar.
Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.